Blog Talk Radio.
Are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry. And tonight on the line, we have a group of talented young people, and they go by the name of the Babel Fast Crew, the Baby Fast Crew. Are you guys on the line?
Yes,
yes.
We are.
Yes?
Yes, we are.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up so I can hear you.
Hello, can you
hear me? So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I can barely hear you, so you're going to have to speak up a little louder for me, please.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now, just a little bit louder, so the listening audience can hear you, and so because this is being recorded, we want to be able to hear what you have to say. So if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, how did you come about the name the Baby Fast Crew? Where did that come from? And what you got going on? And introduce yourself. Can you hear me? Can you tell us a little bit about your group? How did the name, the baby, is it Baby Fast?
Okay. Well, a few years ago, I wasn't in the group. Oh, I'm Daraja of the Baby Fast Crew. And I joined the group when I was 8 years old. And so the Baby Fast Crew name originated from our producer's stage name. His name is Faz. And so his son's name, which is our lead rapper, Bryce, his name became Baby Faz. So we became the Baby Fast Crew, and that's how that went about. And so we just, over the years, kept that name, and it has become a part of us. So that's really how we became the Baby Fast Crew.
Okay, great. Now tell us, what do you all have going on? What do you got going on?
Right now, we're working on preparing songs for our new album. and we just got two songs on the Carter High School soundtrack.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, how you go out, your events that you've been part of, you've worked with. Are you there?
Excuse me, what did you say?
I said, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you all have got, what you got going on, who you all have worked with, and the different types of community involvement you all are involved in.
Well, the Baby Size Crew is a very positive group. We really support positive things, and we are also huge members of anti-bullying organizations. We've even made a song that talks about anti-bullying. And so we really push that, and we really think that's a big deal. We're very active in the community, and we do all types of music such as R&B, pop, hip-hop. We do a plethora of music, and so... we're young. As for me, I'm 15. I'm the youngest of the Baby Fast crew, and I have a full scholarship at my high school. And so we're really big on education and academics, and we push people our age, our peers, to strive to be better.
That's great. That's great. What else, when you say you push them to strive to do better, are you all involved in any type of events throughout the year that you target towards young people your age?
Yes, we have performed at several anti-bullying rallies, and we have one this Saturday, actually, where we're going performing in downtown Dallas for an anti-bullying organization.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Someone in the background was about to say something. Tell me a little bit more about your music. How you get your inspiration? What inspires you?
You said our inspiration?
Yes. What inspires you when you're writing your music? Who writes your music?
Hi, my name is Diamond. I am one of the writers. I work with our producer, and mainly we all collaborate on them, but mainly we really go for, you know, positive music, like she said, and we want to reach people our age, and even older or younger people, you know, we keep it at a level where it's appropriate for everybody to listen to. So basically we come up with ideas, you know, and kind of reach to what we know people are going to like and what they're going to go for.
So where do you draw your inspiration from?
Well, we're inspired by a lot of artists. If we see a song that's very popular, we'll try to look at it as, well, what are they doing that makes this song so liked by everyone else? And so we really try to make music that everyone would want to hear, whether you're young or whether you're older. And so we try to remake music, like old school music, and we also make original songs. We try to make songs that will be...
That will be what? I didn't hear your last sentence.
Oh, we try to make music that is uplifts other people. And what inspires us is just seeing others enjoy our music, and also
what inspires you?
And what inspires me, I'm sorry, the connection is really bad. And what inspires me is I just love to do music. I love to sing. And so that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I think when I'm on stage and I just see everyone enjoying what we're doing, it just pushes me to keep going and keep doing what I want to do. And I think I say that for all of us. We really all love the feeling when we perform. And I think we love that we impact people so much.
What is the, you have a song, I'm looking at your track list. So what is Skinny Jeans about? That particular song, what is that about?
It was actually a fun song for the girls, you know. And it was a time where skinny jeans were really popular. So we were like, okay, well then let's, you know, find a cool beat and, you know, reach out to the girls because, you know, it's a fun girl song and it's about skinny jeans. So, I mean, it's like a party, not a, like a party song, but it's like a, like girl summer party kind of song. It's one of those kind of songs.
Oh, okay. I'm just going over your bio and looking at some of the different things that you all are involved in. And definitely just happened to pop out. And I see you do have a song, Don't Be a Bully. I know that's really big nowadays. Hello?
Yeah,
because I noticed that's one of the topics that they had in the elementary school about being bullied. Have any of you all ever had to deal with that? How would you deal with that?
Yes, ma'am, I have. And it's really hard. And, like, in the song, we actually say how you're not supposed to keep it in, how you need to tell people about it, you know, if you're having a problem. And for a long time, I did those things. I kept it in. I didn't tell anybody. But it's like once you release it and you let people know, hey, I'm going through something, you know, I need help, then it was better. It was like a relief off of me. So when we made the song and when we now perform the song, it's like a personal thing. So, you know, I think that what we were trying to do is, you know, let other people know that it's okay to get bullied. I mean, people get bullied all the time. So it's okay to speak up and speak out and be like, hey, this is going on, or hey, you need to stop this if you are bullying somebody else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's really important because by keeping it in and not reporting it or letting your parents know, it can get really worse. And sometimes, well, I'm much older than you all, we just talk to confront the bully. You know, you let that person know, hey, I don't like what you're doing to me. Speaking up for yourself is definitely the key, because as long as you don't say anything, then that person has so much power over you. And you by speaking up, like you say, you take your power back. You take your power back and let them know, hey, this is, I'm not going to allow you to do this to me. And that's a really good thing that you did in creating a song. So it gave you sort of, did you feel like some type of power? Were you empowered? Are you empowered when you sing this song?
Yes, ma'am. And it took me one day when we performed it to actually realize what that song really meant to me, because it was just like a routine, you know, okay, go perform the Don't Bully song because we want to reach out. But it's like I need reaching myself. So it took a day for me to actually be like, wow, this song really impacted me, and I was a part of it. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes. It was really empowering.
That's great. I see you guys are doing some positive things within your community and looking at your track list. Tell me about the title, Back and Forth.
I'm sorry, the title what?
Back and Forth.
Oh, Back and Forth. Well, Back and Forth is a single we recorded, inspired by Aaliyah. We got the idea from Aaliyah's Back and Forth, and we really thought it was a great song, and we wanted to pay homage to her. And I love the song personally, so I was willing and so excited to be able to re-record the song and to to pay homage to her. And if you listen to the beat, it's very similar, but it has more of a modern, you know, modern lyrics to it and a modern swag. And so people really love that song, and that's really what where that song originated from.
Okay, if you don't mind sharing a little bit with our listening audience, you know, what you guys got going on, your next event, how they can connect with you, how they may be able to contact you for booking or any type of information like this, you can share that at this time.
Well, we have a performance this weekend, Saturday, August 29th. It's an anti-bullying rally, and it's in downtown Dallas. And anyone can come out and see us perform. If you want to contact us, it's on Instagram, we're the Baby Fast Crew. On Twitter, we're the Baby Fast Crew. And on Facebook, you can search us and add us, the Baby Fast Crew.
How can they book you for an event?
Oh, you can book us for an event by calling our producer, or you can just contact us on social media, and we will also get back with you.
Thank you. So, you know, it's been our pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. If there's anything that you would say to any young group coming up, want to be in the entertainment world, what would you tell them? What would you say to them?
I would first and foremost say keep God first in anything you do. And second of all, if you have a dream to do what you want to do, go for it. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Go for it. And stay focused and work hard.
Absolutely. And I would also say just to dream big. If you have a dream, don't put yourself in a box. If you want to do something, always put your mind to it. And one of my favorite quotes I think about every day is, the two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. And that was said by Mark Twain. And I think that is a very powerful quote. That's one of my favorite quotes because sometimes you're expected to do things in this world, but if you want to do something that's out of the ordinary and you think that you can be greater than great, you have to hold on to it and you cannot let go of it. And just always dream big and be the best you can be.
That is so profound. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Well, Baby Fast Crew, it has definitely been our pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And I do know that you all are going to do great things. And thanks for the positive things you do in your community, especially when it comes to bullying and everything else that goes along with that, and uplifting young people as well as the older people as well. So I applaud you all and everything that you're doing, and I do know that you all will definitely keep up all the good work that you're doing within your group as well as within your community. And, again, we thank you so very much for giving us some of your time today and being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it. Oh, and don't forget this Saturday, August 29th, we're performing at Dallas City Hall Plaza, 1500 Marilla Street, Dallas, Texas 201. So if you want to see us perform this Saturday, come on out.
Thank you so very much.
And you can buy our songs on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. And the name of the song is It's Official by the Baby Fast Crew.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. And once again, thank you so much for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for all that you do for OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And leaving you with this coming from Isaiah 25:1, O Lord, thou art my God. My will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counselor of old are faithfulness and truth. Again, it's coming from Isaiah 25th chapter in the first verse from the King James Version of the Bible. And leaving you with this, our ending song, Release the Sound by Mr. John Murray.
We sanctify.
Royalty.